Welcome to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.
Thank you for coming back to part two with magician Seth Dale. If you're listening on iTunes, make sure you leave a review or a rating so that other people can check out the show. That really helps to get things moving. So we appreciate that from you guys. So let's get right into it. Here he is.
Could you imagine? Well, what really inspired me is I had a college professor and he was a magician, sideshow kind of guy. And he's a college professor and I was really related to him. And right before I graduated college, I was sitting in his office because he was grading one of my finals. And he said, you know, if you get a desk job, you're going to die. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I wasn't making like enough money at the time to be doing like magic full time. And he's like, just do it. He's like, just give it a shot. And yeah, it kind of like gave me that extra, I've always wanted to do it, but it like gave me like kind of like that extra kick in the butt that I needed. And, you know, I'm sure you feel the same way. It's like sometimes, you know, it's a lot of ups and downs trying to get something steady.
I wanted to touch on something to wrap up here. Earlier, what you said, like when you were describing how people would see my show or something, and you were like, "Ah, yeah, he was cool and he was funny and we had a good time." Like, you don't especially want people to remember like being a good magician or being a good juggler or something. Right. Isn't really much of a compliment. And I liked how you said that, and I got one for the last show that I did, or not the one that 12 people came to. One of the girls that was there like posted a thing on Instagram, and like she had like photos of the set, like of the stage, like before the show, and then she had like photos of me, and then there was a photo of like the poster that I signed for her, and then there was a photo of her like with me after the show. Like, it was like an awesome night for her.
Right.
And she posted this stuff and I was like, oh, that was awesome. Like, you know, it's like when I look out in the audience, I'm like, oh, you almost want to cancel the show. But then you realize that like, even if there's two people out there, like they made plans, like told their other people, like, no, I can't do anything tonight because I'm going to this show, and like they deserve this awesome thing. And the point was that her, like one of her hashtags or something was like hilarious show.
Right.
Or hilarious or something. And I was like, oh, that was like the best thing that I could hear. It didn't say anything about like juggling. I think it said like mind blown and hilarious or something. I was like, that's the best thing ever. Like, cause I don't tell jokes in my show. Like, I don't have like written jokes, but I have moments that create funny things.
Right.
So when that works, like if I realize that it's working and people find that the show is funny, that's like the best compliment I could ever have. So what I wanted to get from you was, what is the best compliment that you could have after a show?
I think that I'm going to kind of piggyback on what you say, and that as a magician, I always like when people realize that magic doesn't need to be one for your fifth birthday party. So, and I always really like also when people just tell me, I am surprised at like how much fun that I had. Mm-hmm. I laughed because I really feel the same way that magic is kind of my medium for entertaining. Just what I so happen to do and being a stand-up comedian doesn't really pay very well. And I really just like when people are like, I've never seen anything like that before, and I like it. All this whole summer, I was at a resort. I was working at a resort in the Poconos. And some lady told me, she goes, that was the most refreshing show that I've seen in a long time. She's like, I just sat here and relaxed and I didn't know that an hour passed by. And I just laughed. And she's like, I didn't check my email. I didn't check my phone or anything like that. And it's great because you're right. People have a lot of things to do. And for them to take some time out, spend it with you and support support live entertainment is huge.
Yeah.
And I think that it's great that people do that for sure.
So adding on to that, how do you want people to Or I guess it's the same question, but is there, if you want to elaborate on it, or if you feel like that's enough, what do you want people to like experience? What's the feeling that you want people to leave with?
I just
kind of
to
just touched on it, but
yeah, I just want them to have an overall good time. I want people to, I'm not the most magical. Nobody's going to walk out of my show. Maybe like one or two, hopefully, like instances of like, how did he do that? But they're going to just walk away and say, that was really funny. I can't believe that he got some, my show's very interactive. So everything I do uses audience participation. They said, I can't believe like he got our boss to come up and like dance in front of everybody on a chair or do something like that. Just to kind of create an overall different experience that people enjoy is really what I'm looking for. Have some big laughs and, you know, kind of just take them out of the ordinary for a little bit.
Yeah. As far as going back to, we talked about a little bit earlier, like young people, like, you know, what I want to do is inspire younger people to go do something.
Right.
And to not wait until you're good at it to
go
get
do
it out there.
Yeah.
Because
no,
that's not how it works.
You kidding me? No, you know, I was actually, you know, thinking in retrospect to things that, you know, maybe not that it helps at this point, but things that I could have done differently or been more proactive about like starting a career. And I was talking to some kids recently about kids, they're like sophomores in high school, but about how they want to start like a performing career going and stuff like that. And I think that it's invaluable to get out, perform as much as you can, as cliche as it sounds. I mean, every fundraiser wants you to do stuff for free, which is a conversation we've had many times, but that's a different thing. But to get out there and start honing an act is great. I tried to do my fifth grade book report on being a magician, and my teacher told me that I couldn't because that it wasn't a viable career. And so that's something that's like always stuck with me about, you know, you really did just shut down somebody's dream. How old are you in your fifth grade? You're not that old, right?
Not really enough to know that teacher is a like somebody that you should despise.
Right.
You know, you're looking up to them because they're that you know, at that point, even when you're in high school, you think like your teachers like know everything, and
yeah, they're
like
infallible, absolutely
heroes, like, but you need to realize that you know, sometimes some of them are great, of course, but some of them are terrible people.
Yeah, she's a horrible person. But I think that, you know, I know a lot of performers who have these great acts, but they don't think it's perfect, so they never get out there and try. Like, they won't even do an open mic because they won't even try. And I think that just realizing that art, what do they say? Art is never finished. It's simply abandoned. There's never going to be perfect. You're going to be honing this. Even if you go out and you do a killer show, you're going to turn around and you're going to say, all right, you know, I could do X, Y, and Z better. And that's okay. But just most people don't even try. Are there too, I don't know if people are too afraid. I think that people are more afraid of failing than they are succeeding. And that if you go out there and, you know, things don't really go so well, you're not well received, that, you know, that's it. Your life's over. So I would tell some people, just try. Because, you know, clearly there are people that are do it. You know, there's performers that make millions and billions of dollars. So it's out there. And then there's also the everyday working performer who goes home every night, but he's still making a decent living.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that I would stress to everybody, and that regardless of whatever you want to do, everybody's view of success looks differently. So, you know, you and I might even have different career goals, or me and the cruise ship guy have different career goals. And that's great. And that's actually even better. And just realize that not everybody's gunning for the same thing, and that there's room for everybody to succeed. It's something I tell everybody. And if your teacher tells you that you can't do your book report on it, go back and make sure that she's still teaching there. And go to career day.
Right. I was just going to say, how do you get back at somebody like that? It's like, it's so frustrating.
I've talked to some other performers about that who, you know, some decently well-known performers. I said, how do you control the urge to everybody that's told you no before? That's another thing. Getting used to no or things not booking. You know, it sucks. I'm sure you know, like, when you've been, you've had all your eggs in one basket and it doesn't, you know, you just drop them all on the floor. It sucks. The other thing that I've recently found that helps me a lot is to always have a lot of things in motion. Always have a lot of projects in motion that if one thing falls through, you're not even going to notice it because you're just going to direct your attention elsewhere.
Yeah.
What do you think that you would tell somebody? I'm interested. Like a young performer or something like that.
So it's actually something I'm working on. I'm trying to create a program that's designed for that, not just entertaining, like a message based program.
Yeah.
And you know, I've talked about it on almost all of these podcast episodes, is just to like, go do it. Start doing something.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you that while you were talking about that last thing, I found that like doing a podcast, of course, that like a minimal amount of people actually pay attention to.
Right now.
Obviously has no immediate like monetization value. I'm not getting paid to do this by anyone. I don't have advertisers, you know, it's just for the sake of me and doing things and trying to get other people to, you know, giving other people an outlet to share their ideas. Sure. 'Cause like everyone has a podcast, but like no one ever asked me to be on one before.
Right. I've never been on a podcast before.
So it's like people are like, oh, everyone has podcasts, but like how often do people get to share what they want to share and stuff? So I was like, I'll create this myself.
That's
same thing
great.
With like my YouTube videos. Like I don't get paid to make YouTube videos, but I have things that I want to say that gives me an outlet to do it. And I don't get paid to write my blog, but like I have things that I want to say that gets out there. And you know, it's like my best blog post got 150 visitors, which people are like, well, that's not very successful blog, but I'm like 150 people clicked on this link, that something that just was in my brain.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, I was thinking about something that I think that you and I were talking about not too long ago, is that it's important to stop thinking of your time as dollars.
Yeah.
That if I'm not, you know, I just, shifting your mindset away from that, I think is important. And it kind of helped me invest my time a little bit better. But I'll let you. The other thing that's interesting is just going back to what we were talking about. It's so funny. Like when you're younger, and if you're 5 years old, yeah, and you tell me you want to be a spaceman, anybody will tell you, all right, that's great, kid, you should do it. Somewhere along the line, that stops.
Yeah.
And that's sad. And it's just like, you're like, you want, it's like the, what is that, 30 Rock. When like, when Tina Fey yells at the moon, Buzz Aldrin, like, I want to yell at the moon, Buzz Aldrin. And yeah, it's just sad that, you know, somewhere along the way when you get to a certain age, you're discouraged to do whatever you want to do, and hopefully a generation like ours will be more encouraging of that.
Yeah,
so maybe we can be Justin Bieber someday.
Maybe. Now I wanted to wrap this up with, you know, what I was getting at with doing all those different things
Yeah.
It all ties into what you just said and everything. You know, I'll do things, podcasts, blogs, YouTube videos, and like sometimes I do something that takes me a lot of time and like I get hardly any viewers or something. But like,
sure.
I found that when I just commit to doing it, like right when I first started the podcast, I was like, it's hard work. You know, I had to figure out, I need to buy a microphone. I need to figure out how to do this and host a blog, a podcast, and figure out how iTunes works and all this stuff. And it was like
right.
stressful and like a pain in the ass. But like I did it because I knew that I wanted to do it for, you know, just to do it. And I realized that, and it's happened multiple times, you know, with the blog and things, that like I put that work out there of something that I wanted to create. And like I said, it's not turning into, doing podcasts is probably never going to turn into like more money or a job, like a job lead or anything for me. Sure. You never know, but it's right. not really like, but it's just, it's something for me to do. And I found that like doing that work, it's like the laws of nature, like putting that work out there, like has to come back to you in some way. And I really believe that, like putting this work out there, you know, do a blog, do a podcast, do all these things. It's not going to maybe come back from that avenue, but like that work that you put out into the world can't go unrecognized or, and it's going to come back to you in some way. And it happens so many times. I'll be like, I've wanted to give up on the podcast multiple times. But then I just keep coming back. Like I have more people have stories that I think are valuable to share. Like even if 10 people listen to it, or even if 100 people right. listen to it, you know, that's like a lot, like, you know, pretty decent.
Sure. It's, I think it's great. And, especially as a performer, you're like, you're always putting yourself out there and you're kind of just walking out of people. They don't know who you are. You know, and you're basically just saying, hello, everybody. This is who I am. I hope you like it.
Yeah.
And some people really dig it and some people don't. But I think it's also important to, you know, kind of keep in mind that whatever you're creating isn't for everybody. And that's okay.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if that answers your last question, or was that our last question? I don't know. You were just saying why you were building this.
I was going to say, is there anything like that you have ever done, that you put out work that you did just for the sake of doing it, that you found that then it just paid off in a way? Or did something ever pay off in a way that you really didn't expect it to? Something that you put in work into? It's kind of a weird
question. Yeah, it is a weird question. I mean, it might sound kind of stupid, but... You know, like I said, I teach magic to kindergartners. It's not a glamorous thing in the slightest. But I'm trying to create the program. There are K-2, most of them. I'm trying to create a program that will get kids interested in doing magic and in performing, that it doesn't have to be horrible. And another thing I'm really excited about is that we've actually had a lot more girls enrolling in the class. Which is pretty exciting. But in terms of just creating something comparable to this, I'm not really doing anything like that. And I have to say, it's a little disappointing. I'm always trying to grow and do bigger and do better, but I feel like I'm not doing anything too as altruistic as you are.
Buy a GoPro. And record all your, like, because you do so many shows. I think that would be really cool to watch, like, a YouTube video. It doesn't need to be anything crazy. You just, like, talk to the camera, like, hey, we're going to this show, and then, like, throw in a clip of that show. I think that'd be really cool.
It would be kind of funny, like, because my days are so crazy. Like,
yeah, bouncing around. And, like, something funny is going to happen, like, within a week. Like, or once a month. Do, like, out of that month, like, you're going to get 2 minutes that's, like, killer.
That's true. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, it'll be like comedians riding in cars, the really boring edition.
No, like that show is sometimes, like, I love that show, but sometimes it's pretty it's boring sometimes.
Absolutely.
So, but it's like,
I'm not really worried about Jerry Seinfeld, like, listening to this, so it's fine.
Nope, he's not asking me to be on there anytime soon.
But he should.
Well, maybe.
He totally should. Yeah, I would like to You know, I would like to, I'm getting the urge again to maybe start producing another show, which is my long-term goal. I would like to have a show at like a small theater somewhere, probably in the city.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
Cool. So let's get, everyone needs to listen to our advice and go out and do stuff. Even though we just talked about how we aren't going to be on Seinfeld's show because we're not cool enough.
Yeah.
We will. Yet. We will soon. We will. Or what I like better is that we will have our own show that people won't care about Seinfeld as much, because once our YouTube videos meet the world, people will watch us instead.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I'm totally, totally interested in your up and coming, show, because I think a lot of kids need to hear that.
Yeah,
that message. Life's not so cookie cutter. You might, at the end of the day, I'm sure you're really happy that you didn't play it safe. What were you? You went to college. You went to Penn State, obviously. What if you weren't doing this? What would you in theory be doing? Like, what's your degree in?
My degree. We might cut this at some point. I don't know if anyone will care, but. My degree is earth science. Oh, I was just cleaning my room, and I found my... I, like, just cleaning out, and I found my thing. This is going to be a... I know podcasts aren't the best avenue to show visuals, but I found my Penn State degree. Like, it's just funny, because I just was, like, cleaning and found it. People listening at home can't see that I just showed my Penn State University diploma in... Bachelor of Science in Earth Sciences and a minor in Geosciences.
Wow, so you're smart.
And I got also within that minor of Geosciences was actually like a, it was like a custom thing that I created that was to be a secondary ed certification. So I'm certified to teach middle school and high school science as well, like on top of that.
Wow.
So I guess I thought maybe I would want to be a teacher, because the same thing, I want to be, you know, it's kind of like performing. You can inspire people and kind of have a connection with people. But then I just like your teacher that you talked about, like the school system is just, this is a whole nother world
to get into,
but I just have no interest in being part of that system of schools, you know. I can do what I can accomplish what I want to accomplish without their rules and do it my way. And that's what I'm doing now.
Well said, Sinatra.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, yeah, got to pave your own road. It's not the most fun sometimes, but it's worth it.
It is absolutely worth it. So let's get out there and start doing something. Big thanks to Seth for joining me on podcast, and of course this was part two with him, so if you missed part one, you can check that out wherever you're listening to this. Look right before part two and you will find part number one. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to the Chris Ruggiero podcast.